Keith, I guess a strange day for you, your last day here, but celebrating a championship.
Yeah, that's always been the goal this year, was to make sure we got back into Division 1. It is a bit of a sad day, obviously, leaving, but hopefully I'd like to think that left Warwickshire in a good position and going forward that they go on to bigger and better things.
You've been here for a long time. Why have you decided to move to Hampshire?
To be honest, I didn't really see me leaving Warwickshire as such, but I think maybe one or two people made their mind up on me and stuff like that. So it was trying to look at other options, as I don't think there was going to be anything offered here really. So by the time there was, I'd already pretty much signed at Hampshire. So yeah, I think it was a bit of an afterthought of being offered something. So I was just making sure that I had a club to go to and an income, basically. But I was really happy to be offered something at Hampshire, and I think they're going to be a great club to play for, as well as playing for Warwickshire.
You played your part here. Those two wickets early in the day really set you on your way, but then unfortunately you had to hobble off.
Yeah, to be fair, I've been stuck together a little bit the last few weeks, but just a bit of heavy ground towards the end of the season. We've all worked our asses off, basically, but it's just, you know, we've worked really hard throughout the all season. The lads have done really well, and it's just got to a stage where everyone's given that last push, and can't help an injury if it comes along, body fatigues, but just try and get better next time.
Well, you've had a great time here. You won trophies, a lot of success.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, I think since I've joined, I've won quite a few trophies, fortunately, and had some great players in Trotty and Bell, you know, Chris Wright. You've got people like Sam Hain coming through. Dominic Sibley, Will Rose had great seasons. Everyone's chipped in. Jeet's been amazing. And he's just trying to make sure the club keep bringing those players through and keep producing some very, very good cricketers for the future to come.
With Chris also leaving, it does feel a bit like an end of an era, but I guess it's new opportunities for you too.
Yeah, it's a shame. Obviously, missing my partner in crime, Chris Wright, opening the bowling. I'm sure he's happy to be going on. Obviously, it's a shame to lose him, but now everyone's got to look on the positive side, and when the club has to move on, new faces, fresh faces, you've got new bowlers and stuff like that coming in, and it's almost someone else's turn now to carry the club on in the right direction, and wish them all the best doing it.
Is it going to be a bit surreal coming to the away changing room here when Hampshire come here next season?
Well, that's if we we might only play each other once, which could be at Hampshire, I don't know, but it will be odd facing all my ex-teammates come next season. No, facing them, I've been bowling at them in nets for so long and stuff like that. It'd be interesting and quite competitive, I think, come during the game. So it'd be a good time, good game to watch, I reckon.
But a great way to finish here.
Yeah, definitely. Couldn't have asked for more. Lads have worked really hard, and I've just tried my best, as I always try to anyway, and it's just been a great year to finish on anyway.